I'm David Leff, and I'm a network architect in Microsoft IT. A lot's changed in the 17 or so years that I've been here, but the pace has really accelerated in the past 5. We used to be directly responsible for all the infrastructure that supported the Microsoft Enterprise environment. Most of what we had to do required us to be physically in the office or at the data center, and it involved just the basics of keeping the environment healthy. At the same time, we were constantly dogfooding new Microsoft and partner products. We were essentially designing, building, testing, flying, refitting, and maintaining an airplane all at the same time. It was exciting, and ultimately we made our products better, but it took a lot of effort. I came in early, and I worked late a lot. I used to have hair. When we did have a little breathing room, the tendency was to focus on improving and optimizing what we already had. We didn't spend time thinking about the future or talking with the business to understand their evolving their requirements and how we could satisfy them with new and innovative IT solutions. Then things started getting crazy, but in a good way. This thing called the cloud emerged, and everyone in Microsoft were all in, at least so said our executives. At first, we didn't actually know what that meant. What were the implications to moving to the cloud? What does it mean for IT services? What does it mean for our jobs? We began to move to the cloud by moving first user productivity services such as email and collaboration to services like Office 365. Line of business and even engineering functions followed to Microsoft Azure, Visual Studio Online, and other Microsoft cloud services. We were really becoming a broker too and a consumer of our cloud services at the same time. We had to learn to be successful, and there were definitely some new challenges in this model. Did we have to adjust our network? Did we have to change our security practices, our operating processes, adjust our service levels? Yes, we had to change everything, or at least be willing to change everything. Now, we no longer had as much low-level IT work to watch over. It gave us the ability to reassess what was really important to us. We could focus on our unique needs and start looking to the future. There was definitely a learning curve, and there were some stops and some starts, but we were able to adapt and continue to move forward. Today, we've moved 97% of our SharePoint and Exchange services to online versions. We're also approaching about 50% of our line of business applications in the cloud, and Microsoft Azure is really a key to that. What this all means is we're really actually living the cloud-first company strategy. Mobile first is the other half of our strategy. Bring your own device and new work styles are real at Microsoft. We may have tried to slow them down at one point, but the train had already left the station. Without our cloud foundation already in place, I don't think we would have been as successful with modern devices and work from anywhere habits. What we can now ask is, what new technologies do we need to support in terms of connectivity, management, and applications and services to really make bring your own device and mobile first, cloud first a reality? We can also focus on enhancing our security posture as well as bringing that user experience. It wasn't long before everyone started to see things change. Now, when we have great new ideas or we need to get something done with BYOD and mobile first, we're no longer constrained by location and time. We can be productive from anywhere at any time. This gave us the ability to start thinking forward a lot more. We're able to devote more time to experimentation and learning, and as we're able to demonstrate more success, we get stronger top-down support, even for disruptive innovation. The value of work we now do is different. We're able to shift into a new role where we can ask and even answer questions like, what can I do to improve our business capabilities? Our IT organization has changed significantly due to the influences of cloud and mobile. We've embraced new operating practices, technology innovations, and even skill sets. Much more of our time and effort is now spent on preparing for the future rather than just simply patching up today, which means I get more life in my work-life balance, while I'm still able to fulfill our mission of empowering our people and organizations to achieve more.